Sophie.
His voice sounded startlingly old on her answering machine.
I have abided by your wishes for so long, and it pains me to call, but I must speak to you. Something terrible has happened.
Standing in the kitchen of her Paris flat, Sophie felt a chill to hear him again after all these years. His gentle voice brought back a flood of fond childhood memories.
Sophie, please listen.
He was speaking English to her, as he always did when she was a little girl.
Practice French at school. Practice English at home. You cannot be mad forever. Have you not read the letters that I've sent all these years?
He paused.
We must speak at once. Please grant your grandfather this one wish. Call me at the Louvre, right away. I believe you and I are in grave danger.
Sophie stared at the answering machine.
Danger?
What was he talking about?
Princess.
Her grandfather's voice cracked with an emotion Sophie could not place.
I know I've kept things from you, and I know it has cost me your love. But it was for your own safety. Now you must know the truth. Please, I must tell you the truth about your family.
Sophie suddenly could hear her own heart.
My family?
Sophie's parents had died when she was only 4. Their car went off a bridge into fast-moving water. Her grandmother and younger brother had also been in the car, and Sophie's entire family had been erased in an instant.
Sophie,
her grandfather said on the machine.
I have been waiting for years to tell you, waiting for the right moment. But now time has run out. Call me at the Louvre as soon as you get this. I'll wait here all night. There is so much you need to know.
The message ended. In the silence, Sophie stood trembling for what felt like minutes. As she considered her grandfather's message, only one possibility made sense, and his true intent dawned.
It was bait.
Obviously, her grandfather wanted desperately to see her. He was trying anything. Her disgust for the man deepened.